Correlation coefficient provides an indicator of dual pole data quality too. When the return signal is weak, the dual pole base data will be noisier and less reliable than the legacy base data. CC can help radar operators identify these areas of less reliable data. Correlation coefficient appears noisy with highly fluctuating values in areas of weak signal. In the boxed area of the graphic shown, the reflectivity returns are weak and primarily from non-meteorological returns, where the CC values are low at least. You could probably figure that out based on what we've already told you. However, let's look at the two regions contained by the ovals next. These areas also contain weak return signals, but the correlation coefficient values are noisy and very high, greater than 1.0 high. Correlation coefficient values greater than 1.0 result from an estimation artifact that means the estimate is unreliable at that range bin. The values are purposely shown as greater than 1.0 so that the radar operator will know that they are unreliable. One last thing. Weak signal areas at longer ranges are less reliable than those at closer ranges. CC values help the radar operator visualize this relationship better than reflectivity because Z is range normalized while the return power is not.